Pashas Kisiso, yeah, the mitzvah of shekel. The mitzvah of shekel is Pashas Devi Yid should give a half a shekel, Ashur Liyabah, Vadal Liyamit. We can see soon who's exactly Mechuyiv in the mitzvah of shekel. But Pashas Devi Yid is Mechuyiv in the mitzvah of shekel. And the Kabbalah Tzibu were brought from this money. This mitzvah of shekel they collected every year is what they brought all the Kabbalahs there for the Tzibu. The Mishnah says in Shkolim, Paragraph Mishnah Gimel, that Noshim are pturis from the mitzvah machzor shekel. Noshim do not give. Women do not give the machzor shekel. How do we know this? So the Rav, the Mishnais, the Kobanei, the Nishami, they bring down the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Beferish, for Nosnu ish kaif and afshay. On the machzor shekel, it says, an ish should give the kaif and afshay, should give the machzor shekel. And when we dash, an ish for no isha. It's a special mitzvah on men, not on women. The Kivega in the Tshuva Siman Tes, it's also in a grace of Kiveg in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Sim Kavav. He brings down from the Tshuvas B'Samim Rosh, a Chiddush, that since Noshim are part of a Machzor Shekel, L'Chayr they should be part of from Tfingos Musaf, from Davening Musaf. Since the Gemara that says in Brachas Tachavavim Veiz that the whole Tfingos, the whole Shemen Esrei, the whole Davening Gov, it's not Shemen Esrei, it's not 18 Brachas, it's a Tfila of Musaf. The whole Tfingos of Musaf is a Zeicha for the Kavim Musaf. The only ones that should daven musaf are people that are mechuyev to be a kavan musaf. And tayin to b'samim reish that the chiv of the kavan musaf will be on the people that bring the kavan musaf, the ones that pay for it. So, since it's brought from the machzor shekel, those people are the ones that it's their kavan. So the kavan tzibun lechayr is not really for women. Since women don't give machzor shekel, so and the kavan is only brought from the machzor shekel, lechayr the kavan is for the people that give the machzor shekel.
So he should be mechuyev to daven. She could not.
She should not be mechuyev. Oh, so she could. Oh, so you're right. The B'Samim Rosh does say that. He says the Maaseh they're not mechuyev, but he does say they could, which is it's just a little bit shred to understand, because even though women are machts themselves in a lot of mitzvahs that are not mechuyev, which is shulchan machas v'shenim, but women are machts themselves. But davening is a little bit different. Because tefillas musa is not bob in a dova. It's not a tefillah that's bob in a dova. Maybe other tefillas which you do in a dova, that you could be machzor. So for example, no one can be machzor themselves in a kavan chatas, which doesn't come in a dova, if you're not mechuyev in a kavan chatas. A kavan oil, which could be in a dova, that you could bring any time. But something that's a kavan musaf, you can't bring if it's not the time for musaf. A kavan musaf is brought, it's an extra kavan, that's lashon musaf. It's brought on Rosh Chodesh, on Yom Tov, and Shabbos also. And Shabbos also we have an extra kavan musaf. That's when we have tefillas musaf. On Chayr, it's a bit so schwer, but to go say that you can,
They're still
mechuyev
in kavan musaf. It's just on Chayr to give a shekel.
On Chayr, the kavan is from the people that bring it. Who's bringing the kavan is brought from machzor shekel. So that's the Shabbat. So everyone that's mishtatfus in the Machzor Shekel, they're the people that are mechuyev to
give musaf. A lady doesn't have a husband, right? She doesn't give. It's not
Shabbat. Right. Well, that'll be her husband's karma, but not hers. Anyway, this is the B'Samim Rosh Svara, and even though the B'Samim Rosh is a sefer which is mefuk who the mechaber is on the Daf Hashah, on the Shabbat, it says it's from the Rosh. It's miyuch. It's supposed to be tshuvas of the Rosh, but a lot of achrayim, the mefarfik, they say it's mezuyif. Some sefer calls it mezuyif, says it was forged. Somebody made believe if he found kisi out of the Rosh. He calls it kizvi a Rosh, and he didn't hold the sefer too much. But lemais, poskim quote him some Rosh Hashid that say this. So if it's not the Rosh, and even if it's not a rishon, but it is a day, but then a poskim, and in this svara. That the only people mechuyev in tefillas musaf and davening musaf are the people that are mechuyev in the kavan musaf, and the only people mechuyev in the kavan musaf are the people in machzor shekel. The Kiveg himself seems to agree with the svara. He says it from himself, from his own svara. Then he says v'chein kasuv b'samim reish. B'samim reish is the same thing. So that's the b'samim reish svara. My first svara was, why does b'samim reish only say this svara on musaf? He says that women that don't give machzor shekel, they should not have musaf. Why is it saying in Shachas HaMincha also? Shachas HaMincha, the same Gemara that Chavavim Beis, it's member of Shuvan Levi, that says that musaf, we daven musaf, zeich v'dkav musaf, the same Gemara says that we daven Shachas HaMincha, zeich v'dkav and tomid. The Kavan Tomid is brought every day, that's why we daven Shachas HaMincha every day. The Gemara doesn't talk about Mayiv, but Mayiv is a Tesefta in Per Gimel. The Gemara says, the Tesefta says that Mayiv is zeich for the Emurim. The Emurim, they were makiv at night. those don't have to be makiv even at night. But the kabbonis, but shachris and mincha is zeicha for the kabbon tamid shel shachris and kabbon tamid shel bein abayim. So we should say the same svar. The kabbon tamid every day was also kabbon tzi bruch for the machzor shekel. So in the exact same. You mean if it's only zeicha? I don't know, I hear what you're asking. The Gemara does say it's a Zeicha. Maybe they didn't have it. Most of them they didn't have it. What about Shachos and Mincha? So this is what maybe what we're going to answer now. But I want the answer was, there's a Gemara with Daf Chofam Abayz. The Gemara says that a different reason why we daven Shachos and Mincha. We daven because of Tfinger Rachmin. And Tfinger's Pashas Rachmin. We need to ask the Rebbeinu Shalom. We start off with Shevach, with the Gemara Yishenis, and we end off with Haida. But in the middle, we ask for everything we need. We ask for Torah, we ask for Tshuva, we ask for Panasa, Refuas, Panasa, and everything that we need. So Tfinus is Rachminin. So in Chaya, it seems to be a steer. And the Gemara Dabchas says Tfinus is Rachminin. It's to ask for Pasha mercy, Rachmanis, and the Bain Hashanam, what we need. And the Gemara Dabchavav is saying it's Zeicha for the Kavan Tamid. The Teretz is, they're both right, they're both true. In Tfingel, you have both reasons. You have the reason of Zeich for the Kabban Tamid, and you also have the reason of Tfingel Rachmininu. So I think that's why some Rosh doesn't have his kasha only on Tfingel's Musaf. Musaf is not Rachmi. Musaf is just Zeich for the Kabban Musaf. That's why if his Musaf will be Rachmi, then you would have to say you daven Musaf every single day. How can we only daven Musaf on Shabbos and Yom Tov and the Shredish days that there was a Kabban Musaf? The reason is, because Musaf is taka not rachamim, so Musaf is only for zeicha to come tov, and that's where the some variation of Kivega say this for that we have nashim that are pots mach shekel and chayr they don't bring the kavan Musaf, they don't daven Musaf. On shachs and mincha in echnami you don't have the reason for nashim to daven. Our men daven for two reasons: we daven al zeicha for the kavan tamid, and we also daven for rachamim. Nashim taka don't have the reason of zeicha to come tov, maybe according to some rishis for, but they still have the reason of rachamim. That's the Teretz why he doesn't yes on Shachas and Mincha. I was thinking of going into that whole Gemara that I was learning it today. Tavchav Amabez, the Indian of Noshim Betfilah, there's really three Gesoys in the Gemara. It's a little bit complicated, but it's a Shmak Indian. There's Rashi, Tos, and Rambam. There's three Shittas and three different Gesoys. Maybe we'll get back to it soon. But first I wanted to say over, I heard a Shia from my Rebbe, a guy named Mocha Marcus, who's a Rebbe Likum Indian in Flatbush. It's a very nice shtickle on this Indian, and this some Rosh. There's another kasha that the Yeskandam some Rosh, the Yitzchak Chana is the kasha, in the Shuvis Be Yitzchak, the end of Simachaf, and it's also the Tertvim in the beginning of Pasha Kisisa. Here's the kasha that a lot of Rishonim hold that the Mitzvah Machs Shekel is Mi Ben Esther Mungamayla. It starts from 20 years and older. It's not from Bar Mitzvah. It's a machlokes. It's the chinuch. It's the shita. It's the rekeach shita. It's the rab mishnayis. It's also the goyin. The goyin passes like that. That the mitzvah machs shekel is only ben esrim u'mayinah. It depends how you're going to psukim. There is a pasuk that says beferish gizisa. That's me ben esrim u'mayinah. But some rishonim, actually the Rambam and the Ramban, they learn that it's that pasuk is referring to a special time. The first time when they collected machs shekel, they collected it for the danim of the mishkan, of the azar of the mishkan. That gviya, when they collected for the adanim, that was only ben esrim u'mayinah. But every subsequent machzor shekel that they collected afterwards, for which was every year to bring the korban tzi, but that started from bar mitzvah. That's from ben yigimel. But
according to them, that means teenagers wouldn't
die. That's going to be our kasha. That's going to be kasha.
The Torah is kasha.
Well, second, yeah. But the other Rishonim, they didn't know. It goes on every Machzor Shekel. Every single year, Machzor Shekel is only brought. And the Goyin holds the way that every Machzor Shekel is only brought me Ben Esrim and Lamayla. It's a male effect of Yitzchana and Tertimimah. According to some Rosh, the Noshim Pata from the English come out that every boy from 13 to 20 should be Pata from Musaf. And even if you want to let him daven Musaf on his own, let's say like some Rosh says that you could daven on your own, but you shouldn't let him daven for the Yomid. Because the daven for the Yomid, Chazor Shashat, said you're supposed to be, even though today we're not Moitzi Yom, but it should be someone who's Roy to be Moitzi Yom. That's the whole Matzis of Chazor Shashat. And the Tertimim says, Loshin, Hutav Achodesh Venifla Ma'oid, Vitzarachi and Rav. He says, it'll come out there. There's a sacrifice to be Machmir. I don't know if the Gabayim knows this, but don't send up a boy under 20. Yeah, under 20. But Bechsidim, he can say, he's going to tap him, a kinder. And still, he cannot bab him for the Yomid Musaf until he's 20 years old. It's a pen of the Gazach. So what was the Teretz discussion? So that, in the Hagayis Hatzvi, in Minchas Chinuch, He wants to say that the Velt is Semach and the Rambam and the Rambam and the Ramban Shita. The Rambam and the Ramban, they hold the Machzor Shekel stack abroad from 13. Only that first Machzor Shekel for the Adanim in the Mishkan.
It's according to some Rosh, the whole time.
With some Rosh Svar. Yeah, but it's not only with some Rosh, it's a Ki Vega also. Ki Vega brings it down to Shulchan Aruch. It's a stack of the El Alach. I mean, Chayish be Chayish for at least. And, maybe, and according to this Kash, not let a boy under 20 down with the Yomid. But the Meis, the Hatzvi says the Velt is Semach on the Rambam and the Ramban that they hold that he doesn't say that not like the B'sam Rosh. Even if you go with the B'sam Rosh, but they hold that Master Shekel starts in 13.
The Toyda, the Pasha, even though they're not 20, but they're still the Toyda is the Pasha of the Master Shekel, Mashenka, and the woman. She's never going to be with those.
Because they'll reach the age where they'll be retired? I don't know. We have such a svar. I mean, a little bit similar to Toyda and Gittin, Chav Beis and Beis. That's where I hear, but they didn't say this. They say right now he's not mechuyev in the Kavim Musaf. He's not mechuyev. Kavim Musaf not brought from his Master Shekel. He's not mechuyev in the Kavim Musaf. That's Kivegas for us, some Rishas for. So he should not be able to damn the Yomid.
Especially if you're
going to
hold Torah, Tefillahs with the Reis.
Okay, but this is the kasha. So Matzah Marcus wants to say shekotay like this. It says there's a gemara in Tmura daf Tesvav and Maralaf and gemara in Hurri Stavav. The gemara says this is a gemara in other places also that a chadash mesa baleha is you're not makiv yomus. Chadash mesa baleha is one of the five chatoyis mesos. That the Talmud from Sinai that you're not makiv, you're going to die. But the Gemara does say that a tziba that's makfish kamachatas, even though some people from the tziba die before it's time to bring the carbon, because every day people die, every hour people die, so between the time you makfish the carbon and between the time that you actually bring the kamachatas, for the tziba, for example, in Rishchedesh, every Rishchedesh we bring the kamachatas for the whole tziba, we bring a soy Rishchedesh, and in Kippur we bring siri chatas, and in Taiva we bring chatas. And these kabbalas tziba, even though some of the owners of the carbon died in between, you can still bring it. Why? The Gemara says the svar ain't tziba mason. Tziba does not die. That's the Gemara svar. What does that mean? Ain't tziba mason? You have to understand what does that mean. So Marcus wanted to say pshan that Gemara with a Mishnah in the Dharm. The Mishnah says in the Dharm that from Zion and Beis that someone's mudan or mechaveri. Somebody asks himself to have an or from Shimon. Staka osam b'deraisa to be nena from anything from Shimon. But the Mishnah does say he's mutarim b'davish in the bubble v'asurim b'davish oisa here. He's mutta in anything which belongs to the tziba, but he's also in anything that belongs to that year, that city. And the Gemara gives examples. For example, v'ezu b'davish oisa here kagoyin ha'rachava v'meches b'esa knesses. For example, let's say there's a shul that's owned b'shutfis by everybody in the shtat. Everybody in town they own b'shutfis in that city that shul that b'esa knesses. He would be also to go into it. This person moving, he asked it Hanoah from Shimon, he'd be also to go into it because Shimon owns part of the shul. And even though he's only one member, maybe out of 1,000 people, it doesn't make a difference. It's not bottle. And he's not allowed to walk in the shul because Shimon owns part of that shul. If he asked himself to have Hanoah from Shimon, he cannot, anything that belongs to the city, he cannot walk into, even if it's a city of 100,000 people. But because one of those people is Shimon, the person who made a neder, he'd be also to have Hanoah from it. Because it belongs b'shutfis from everybody in the city, but the Mishnah does say something which is davish only bavel, which belongs to Klal Yisrael. Kagoyin Harabayis v'Azoris v'Abosh v'Emsa Derech. The Mishnah gives three examples: the Harabayis and the Azoris. The Beis Mikdash belongs to Gan Klal Yisrael. Lachari, you should say Shimon is also shutf in it. He should be asa to be nena to walk into the Harabayis and to the Azoris. Or Abosh v'Emsa Derech used to make beiris in the middle of the road for people to drink as they're traveling and belong to Klal Yisrael. To see, but that he's muta. What's Peshan this Mishnah? What's the chiluk between something that the tziba owns and something that the city owns? So if Marcus wanted to say, in Chayr, state on this Mishnah, says that this Mishnah is saying a klal, that the tziba is not a combination of a bunch of shutfim. A city that's owned by a lot of people, things in the city, that is a combination of a lot of shutfim. You have a big city, you have 100,000 people. But everything that's owned jointly by the members of the city, by the citizens of that city, that is a shutfis. Of all those people. But something that belongs to the tziba, to Klal Yisrael, that's lamayinu min ha-shutfis. It's a whole thing again. That belongs, that's a chefzif itself, it's of Klal Yisrael. That's a chativa achas. It has a Shem. It's called Al Shem HaTziba. It's not called Al Shem HaShutvis. It's not a combination of Yechidim. It's all one thing. It's a Tziba. And Meila, let's say that's Peshat in the Gemara and Tumur and Harius, that Chatash Mesibala does not apply to a Chatash of a Kavan Tziba because ain't Tziba Mesim. The Tziba, if you're going to look, if it be a Shutvis, if you would have a carbon that belonged to a number of shutvim and one should have died, that taku would be that one of the owners died from that coven. Doesn't really apply to chattas. Chattas has never brought a shutvis. But a coven that belongs to the tziba, that's not pshat that it belongs to a bunch of shutvim. That's Hashem the tziba. And that tziba doesn't change. It doesn't make a difference if some people die and maybe some new people are born. The tziba remains the same as Hashem tziba. That doesn't change. There's a menga in the fizeh. He wants to say this could end for the whole B'sam Rishis Kasha to begin with, and this is what the way these other Yishanim would hold, that the Kavim Musaf, the Staka brought from the Machzor Shekel, it's Staka brought from the Machzor Shekel, but once it's brought from the Machzor Shekel, that Kavim Musaf becomes a Kavim Tziba, and once it becomes a Kavim Tziba, it doesn't belong to every Shut that brought Machzor Shekel, it belongs to the Tziba, and the Tziba already includes Nashim, the Tziba already includes boys under 20. It already became a Kavim Tziba. Once it became a Kavim of Klai Yisrael, the Taka goes on Gans Klai Yisrael. Normally, the whole Summer Rishi Sora was, since it's brought from the Machzor Shekel, it's a Kavim Shutfis. He understood it's a Kavim Shutfis. It's a Kavim that belonged to everyone that gave the Machzor Shekel. And it did not include the people that did not give the Machzor Shekel. So it would not include Nashim and Chay would not include boys under 20. But if you understand that Tziba is Lamayim and a Shutfis, Tziba, like the Gemara says, ain't Tziba Mesim, and like the Mishnah and the Durim is the Machalik between the Tziba and the Bnei Eir. Tziba is not a combination of a bunch of shutfim. The Tziba is the Shem of Klai Yisrael as a whole. As a Mela, this Kavim Musaf, and even though it's brought from Master Shekel, became a Kavim Tziba, so now everybody belongs to everybody. And the same thing with the Kavim Talmud and all the Kavanas. There's a Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kofei Eis Gimel. Menchas Chinuch declares, if you could take the Master Shekel from a Mumma, a person who's a Mumma, he does Mumma Avay Dezar. He's known to be Oiva Vedazar. The Gemara says in Chulin that hey, the Gemara suggested that you're not makabel kabonis from a mumun Vedazar. Person who does constantly Vedazar, never did tshuva, he does constantly Vedazar, he's a mumun to continuously do Vedazar, you're not allowed to take a carbon from him. Klet the Mechas Chinuch, could you take the Machas Shekel from him? He's allowed to do other mitzvahs. A mumun, we let him send a sukkah, take a little of an esik. Is he allowed to do the mitzvah Machas Shekel? Klet the Mechas Chinuch, chay or not? Because if you take the Machzor Shekel from this Mumma, it turns out you're going to buy Kabbonis with that. You're going to be bringing a Kabbin from a Mumma. So Michas from Paskins, that Yitaka cannot take Machzor Shekel from a Mumma for that reason. But Marcus wanted to say, according to his Svarah, you could take it from him. Because even though you took the Machzor Shekel from a Mumma and you bought Kabbonis from it, the Kabbin is not Al-Shem, the Shutvim. It's not Al-Shem, every single person that gave the Machzor Shekel. The Kabbin becomes Al-Shem the Tziba. And once it becomes a Shem Tziba, that's a Tziba as a whole. We don't look at the movement specifically. So you would be allowed to take the Quintus Svar, you would be allowed to take the Machzor Shekel from a Mumma. But then Ramaka said that he once said this over, and somebody listening is the Mishtaka Kasha, slugged up the whole thing from Rashi and Pashas Kayach. And Pashas Kayach, by the Maisa Kayach Vadasai, we know the Maisa that the Kayach Vadasai, they were complaining that why is Aaron the Kayan? Why not one of them? So the Rebbeinu Shalom said, we'll make a simon. They should all bring, all 150 of them should bring a machta, and Aaron will bring a machta, and we'll see which one is in Skabal. Which one is in Skabal? So steht in Pasuk, ve'yichel ha-Moshe mo'i v'yemel ha-Shem ha-Techen ha-Mochasam. Moshe Rabbeinu said, tefillah, before that, do not turn to their mincha. Don't turn to what they're offering, their carbon that they're drinking. Pasha pshat, and that's Rashi's first pshat, is that Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was, this k'tayrus that they're going to be marked to the Esther Benjamin, don't accept it. Just accept the Aaron HaKohen's k'tayrus. But then Rashi brings down a medrash, a second pshat. But medrash ayma, yedei ani sheish lam chenek b'tmidei tziva. I know that every year, including Kerech Vadasai, they have a portion in the Kabban Tomei that we're going to bring. Af chelkem lo yikubel nefenech l'ratzayn. Their portion in the Kabban Tomei do not accept. Hani chenu ha'esh v'loy sechenu. The fire that always eats up the Kabban Tomei, the murim should not eat up their portion. It's a pelendig Rashi. Rashi, that Mishmin was asking for a nes, that when the fire eats up the Kabban Tomid, there should be little pieces of it that were not eaten up by the fire, were not accepted. There should be those pieces from Kerech Vadasai, 150 pieces out of Shishim Ribei of Klai Yisrael, I guess, should not be accepted. Mechayr, this thing was for one day, because then by the next day, Kerech Vadasai died. right? There was a Nivla Ba'aretz. But for that day, Moshe Rabbeinu said they should not be, their portion of the Korban Tumid that morning should not be accepted. So Taina, this person, to Rav Marcus, you see that the Korban Tumid belongs to every single, there's a piece in it, there's a tiny piece that belongs to every single person in Klal Yisrael. You could divide it up even, and you could even say there's 150 pieces belong to Korach Hadassi and the rest belongs to everybody else. According to his Torah, no, the Korban Tumid is not Hashem every single Yachid, it's Stam Hashem Korban Tziva. And Tziva is a Magmon Shetfis.
Maybe it's an idea, because Moshe could have espousals on the Mashmah.
Okay. Oh,
why do we have to
down Moshe for that? I love that. Because it's not like a Marcus thing. Because the carbon belongs to every single person, so we're asking to ignore that pieces. Not like a Marcus, because they've been negated. For example, the carbon mumma, we said, you could take Master Shekel from a carbon mumma, because the mumma is not a shutaf in the carbon tumbit. It's only Al Shem Tziba. But here, from this Rashi, you see, not like that. So Shaka Kadi, the Chayyah slugs up the holes. Nice to go to her. Marcus said, the Chayyah, this person is slugging him up. But he answered back. He does have a test to it. The Mishnah says in Shkolim, there's the Mishnah in Shkolim, Paragalaf Halach Gimel, the Mishnah says that the Kahanim at the time of the Mishnayis were not giving Shkolim. Shahidoshim Aspen, the Mishnah says. They made their own drasha. The Kahanim is the Kasha. There's Halacha, the Torah says that Minchas Koyin Kolotiyye. When a regular person brings a Korban Mincha, normally you take a kmitza, like a, you know, the handful, the way we do kmitza, and that's what you mark in the mizbeach, and the rest of the mincha, the kohanim have to eat. The mitzvah the kohanim should eat. But when a kohen brings a Korban Mincha, that kolotiyah, you have to burn the entire mincha. Nothing is eaten by kohen. So halacha, you're not going to eat it. The entire mincha has to be burned. As a man, the kohanim tain it. If we give machzis a shekel, part of this machzis shekel is going to go for the oima. The Eimer, which is brought the second day of Pesach, the Shtei Alechem, which is brought on Shavuos, and the Lechem upon him every single week we bring the Lechem upon him. It's all brought, these are Kabbonis, like which are brought from the Tziba, and they're brought from Master Shekel. And most of these Kabbonis are eaten by the Kahanim. But Tain of the Kahanim, if we give Master Shekel, so we're Shutfim in these Kabbonis, and we won't be able to eat the Lechem upon him. We won't be able to do the mitzvah of eating our portion of the Shtei Lechem or the Eimer. We have to burn the whole thing. So therefore, the Kahanim said, we're not going to give Master Shekel. But in the Mishnah, it says, Rechem Mazakeh was Chaylik. Rechem Mazakeh said, no, they're wrong. That the Kahanim should give Master Shekel, and don't worry, they can still eat these Kabbonis. Lamaisa, what's the Machaikas? And what does Rechem Mazakeh do with the Kahanim's Taina? So Marcus wanted to say, the Machaikas will be in the Svara. The Kahanim held that if you get Master Shekel, the Kabbonis is a Shutfis. It belongs to every single person that gave Master Shekel. Which is kind of like the Psalm Rosh Svara. But Yechon Zakkai, you can say, holds like of Marcus Svara. That, no, once it becomes a Korban Tziba, then it's Hashem the Tziba. It's not Hashem the Kahanim. The Korban is brought to Hashem the Tziba, and it's not Miyuchet Hashem, the people that brought Master Shekel. So Mingna, there's no halacha on the Korban Tziba, which are Menachas, that the Kungay Kalati, that the Kahanim are allowed to eat it. As Mingna, the Marcus wanted to say, it could be that Medrash that Rashi brings down is going in the Sheet of the Kahanim. Since the Machaikas in the Mishnah. So that Medrash should be going like the Kahanim. But our Shukotari will be, his Shukotari will be according to Be'echon and Zakai. And Mingla, that'll be another Teretz why we could allow Bar Mitzvah Bachata or anyone under 20 years old down for the Yom Bin Musaf. Okay, there's this similar kashas from the Tzemach David on Shubis Kivega, which will also be answered with this kashas. We'll leave now. I wanted to actually go back just for a few minutes back to what we spoke about last week. I forgot to say one extra shtukahara on the main chakir we said over last week from the Minchas Chinuch and the Sameach on the Gemara Kedushin that Yitzayin Mabeis. The Gemara said that Eved is a ben, bein Eved is a bas. Eved Ivi only, after the father dies, it only goes to the son, not to the daughter. So the Minchas Chinuch and the Mei Simcha, the Klei Lechakir, is the Torah saying that there's no Yerusha for Bas, and also the halacha is no other Yashim Yashin Eved Ivi, only a son Yashin. So this is her taking off Yerusha from everyone else, but Yerusha of a ben remains. The son does Yashin. Or is the Torah taking off Yerusha from everybody? The Torah is saying over here, there's no Pasha of Yerusha by Eved Ivi. And this, that's Eved Ivi, is a special halacha that ben is kom tachazav, takes the place of his father. And what's Nafkamina? They said Nafkamina will be if you have a Bechor. If the Bechor Yashin is Pishnayim. If the Pshat is, the Torah says that there's Eved Ivi, Eved Ben, Ben, Eved Zabas, means there's no Yerusha at all over here, just a special halacha that's Eved Ben, there won't be a din of Pishnayim by Bechor either. because there's no din Yerusha. But if pshat is that when we're taking off everyone else's Yerusha, but there is a din Yerusha of a ben, then there would be maybe a din pishnayim, because that's part of the halachas of Yerusha's ben is that b'chol yashas pishnayim. And we spoke about Yerichas, they were very nice ways. I just wanted to say that in Chir, we could, being in the right, this from the Kesef Mishnah, Shem the Rabag, we said the previous week. The week before that, we were learning the Rambam, and it was a mocker in the Gemara Yerichin, that the halacha that an Eved Ivri cannot be sold or given by Matana. A person's allowed to buy the Eved Ivri from the Eved Ivri himself, but once the person owns an Eved Ivri, he can't go sell it to someone else, or he can't give Matana to someone else. And we were talking about the different shittas, what's the reason? And the Kesef Mishnah brought down, B'Shem the Rabag Al-Tayr, in the beginning of Pashat Mishpatim, Sherish Hashishi, that the Rabag said, the reason is, because just like you see that the master is not of koyach to be Moirish, to give Yerushan Eved Ivri, the same thing, he doesn't have koyach to sell it or to give him a ton. That's the Rabag. So the Rabag is saying Beferish, that there's no Yerusha by Eved Ivri. The Rabag is saying that if you have no koyach to Yerusha, that's why you have no koyach to give him a ton. This will be a raya, this hakir, that Eved Ivri Eved Ben is not midin Yerusha. Tayr took off Yerusha completely, and it's just a din of Ben's Kamtach Zavad. But then I was thinking, maybe it's Lav Dafka. Maybe really Pshat is, there is Yerusha by a Ben. And the Rabag means just to say, since the koyach Yerusha is Shvacha, since you see that he cannot be merged to every all his yashim, he can only be merged to the b'nai. That's why his koyach and his bialus and his shvachah, so he cannot give it to whoever he wants. He cannot be maknet. So maybe it's not a raya. And then I also want to mention we might have said this over not properly. There's the Gemara Nerchin, the Chavtesa Manal says, "Ein eved ivi noyeg en gozman shayevon noyeg." It's no klal that eved ivi is only bezman shayevon noyeg. Shnei ma'achnas yevul yaved imcha. Pshat the Gemara is, since one of the tzias of an eved ivi is beyevul, so the only time you have an eved ivi is when there is yevul. So he is able to go out beyevul. And yevul is only bezman shayev klal yisols and is an eretz sol. So the only eved ivi has not been for many days. One more inyan to add on the inyan of Yusha, a pishnayim of b'chor. There's a Gemara in Yeshneichin, Rav Asa, the Kuf Chazayin and Maralaf. The Gemara says, Dorash Rava, Shtei Noshim Sheyoldu Beis Chorim V'machva. Two women, two wives, a man had two wives, and they gave birth the same time, same day, in a machva, in a dark cave. And it turned out, then they mixed up the babies, and they weren't sure which was the Bechor. You know, one of these, this was the first time this husband was having children by two wives, and his two wives gave birth to him, he had two boys, and then they got a little bit mixed up, and they're not sure which was the Bechor. That later on in life, the Mishnah says, if there's more children and then the father dies, what they have to do is these two oldest boys will be kosef from the shozeh and lezeh, and then they could be going with the pishnayim. Because when each bechor comes to collect his pishnayim, everyone, all the other brothers will say, maybe you're not the bechor, and the other guy will come and go, maybe you're not the bechor. But what they can do is they can write hashar. Hashar is, it's a halachah hashem mishpat, you can give over your rights. I'm giving you over my right to collect. So then, one of the Bukharim, one of these boys, could go over and say, either give me Pishnayim because I'm the Bukhar, in the case I'm not the Bukhar, in case he's the Bukhar, I'm coming in his place because he gave me over his rights. And then these two oldest ones will split it. That's the Gemara. Then the Sivis in Simonai involves Sifkan Dalad, it's also in Simon Reshain Test, Sifkan Test. The Sivis is the penalty Kasha, Shtaka Kasha. He says, Mashon of the Gemara, that only if they give Hashar Zanazet, then they can come collect. But if they won't give Hashar Zanazet, the other brothers could push them off. In fact, the Nasivis, why could the other brothers push them off even without Hashar? For sure they don't get the Pishnayim. We have a suffix over here, who the Bechor is. So the Pishnayim either goes to one of these two oldest boys, it for sure doesn't go to the younger children. They're not on the Pasha at all. Yeah, but it's not coming from them. They're not Mochsik. They're not Mochsik in it. Why should it go to them to begin with? He says, in a mashal, if you would have a suffix if there's a Bechor at all, let's say there's a suffix if a daughter was born first or son was, you're not sure if there's a Bechor, then all the other kids could say, who says this Pishnayim here at all? We're not giving you anything. But over here, it's for sure Pishnayim. It's going to one of these two. Let them fight it out. This should be told. That's about Mitzvah that pays when you have a Yachloik, Yehe Munach, the Satoisis, those call them over there. And Shnayim Eichson. But for sure, there's a go to the young ones. Why is the Gemara say that if they write Hashar Zanazet, that's when they could collect from the younger ones? What the young ones have no Sheikhas over here with the whole thing. So the Nesiva said, from here you have a right to Pshat in the Gemara before. The Gemara three block before, Davkuf Chadalam Malam, this is what we said over last week. The Gemara says that that Pishnayim Matana Kayachmana. Torah says, Losis Loi Pishnayim, it's a Din Matana. And nafkamina is that if the b'chor wants, he could be mesar, if he could refuse to accept it. B'chor does not have to accept the speech time. Regularly, Yerusha, you cannot refuse. When a father dies, the children yashin automatically. They cannot stop that. It's an automatic thing that they yashin. They could go give it away afterwards, but it's automatic they yashin. But pishnayim, a b'chor could say, I'm not accepting, because matana kayachman, the Torah calls matana. Nafkamina is b'negei b'alchayim. Let's say the pishnayim was a valuable piece of property. And there's a Bachev of the father that's saying that I get to take from this Yerusha and he wants to go claim that property and he drags this Bechor into Beis Din. The Bechor could say, I'm not accepting the Pishnayim, it's not my property, it belongs to my brothers. Go take my brothers to Beis Din. And let's say the guy can't find the other brothers, they're out of town, he'll be stuck. This could be enough to mean of millions of dollars, it could be big, big money. The Baal Chayiv can only collect if he takes the children to Beis Din. Because like Ashram explains, if you don't take them to Beis Din, maybe they have what to answer. Maybe they can answer, we paid you already. Maybe they can answer, we know our father paid you already. You can't just grab the property without taking them to Beis Din. So there's a big nafkamina that the Bechor could say, I'm not accepting Pishnayim, and it still belongs to my brothers. So how do you understand matana kayachmana? So poshet matana kayachmana, you would think is it's matana from who? It's either matana chayav from the father, or maybe it's matana from the Torah, or the Torah is giving matana. But the Nesiva says from the Gemara Baita, you see the way matana kayachmana means it's matana from the other brothers. Really, the Torah gave Yerusha, the holy Yerusha, to all the brothers, and then the Torah gave a mitzvah. Lost is like pishnayim that they should give matana to the bechor. That's what matana kayachmana means. Is the Mela, like the Nesivus is very good. Why, if you don't write Hashor, the other brothers are Mochsik. Because really, Yerusha does go first to the other brothers. And they're the ones that give the Pishnayim to Bechor. That's why, if they don't write Hashor, the Pishnayim remains by them. Now, this Nesivus is proving it from that Gemara, that that's the way Matana Kayachmana works. That doesn't come from the Va. And this is really what I said last week. When I said over the dinner, Matana Kayachmana, I said that when I wrote it that way. That it means the other brothers are giving matana to the Bechor. And I had three lamdonim jumped at me afterwards and said to me, why do you say that? The chayyur matana kayach mana does not mean from the other brothers, the chayyur is from the father or it's from the Torah. I told them I meant this nasivis. I didn't explain it, but I had in mind this nasivis. My Zaydin and Shirim just tells on this nasivis. Nasivis is like approving from this Gemara that matana kayach mana means it comes from the other brothers. But how did the Gemara know it? Maybe matana kayach mana taka means from the father. And again, by our case, the Nashim Shield of Amach in the cave, you should not need Hasha. How's the Gemara that says you need Hasha obviously holds that it goes to the other brothers and they're the ones giving the matam. How did the Gemara know that? How did the Gemara know that they need Hasha? So he just wants to say that Nechayah, because you see that there's a Seder in the Yerusha.
Would run off one of the brothers, you don't get it?
If what?
Would run off one of the brothers, Maybe.
Well, you see, need Hashem.
Yes, so they could be
moichin.
Let's say they
could be moichin.
The brother.
Anyway, so I just wanted to say, since you see there's a shini in the Yerusha there has to be matana. It doesn't go automatically. That's a little bit mashma that there's something different. If it would be a regular say that's coming from the father, coming from the Torah, then you wouldn't have to have a whole shini of lost this light. Since unless obviously something changed over here, the Yerusha taka went first to the other brothers, and then it went to. Then it went to him. That's the mashmayis. Even though you could say it's the regular say the Yerusha and matana kayachmona you need for this nafkamina that you can be masarvet to makabel, but bissel mashma there was some sort of shini over here and the shini would be this way that it went first to the other brothers and they're the ones that give the matana to him.